The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Spirit came down from heaven to teach us and lead us into truth. Alleluia. Well, beloved, our 16th annual National Summer Preacher Series this year bears witness to the gospel by reflection on the theme, Lucan Biblical Theology. Also this day, our memorial service for Mr. Leonard J. Len Conti will be held this afternoon here in Marsh Chapel at 12:30 p.m. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us worship God in spirit and in truth. As Abel, please stand in the praise of God.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, bow to His temple, draw near. Join me in glad adoration. Let me
pray together. Almighty God, On this day, you opened the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel, that it may reach to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
May we exchange with one another signs of Christ's peace.
Please be seated. A lesson from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A lesson from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now please join me in reading responsively verses from Psalm 104 with the antiphon. How manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there, living things both small and great. There go the ships, and Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. And now, beloved, rise up in body as you are able, but certainly in heart, for the singing of the Gloria, the reading of the Gospel, and the singing of a hymn.
According to St. John, chapter 14, verses 8 to 17 and 25 to 27. Glory to you, O Lord. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Advocate, the Spirit of Truth, who will be with you forever. On this Lord's Day, 50 days hence Easter, we celebrate Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Yet their voice goes out through all the world, and their words to the end of the earth. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O thou our strength and our redeemer. Picture yourself at the beginning of the day, just before dawn, just at dawn, or at the hour at which you're accustomed to rise. It may be that in waking, you recognize what is grimmer than sometimes we can suppose or say, and you recognize that to move through the next 24 hours of what is grimmer, we will need a little bit of glimmer, something that sustains in part, nourishes in part, guides in part. A spirit. Take yourself by the mind's eye, or if you're listening from afar, you may already be there, to a place where you can pause. Now here in imagination, and let the breath of the Spirit touch you. Let the wind of the Spirit touch you. Let the breeze of the Spirit touch you. May a cool breeze be blowing through your life from this Pentecost Sunday and onward into the unforeseen future. There you pause to receive and to reckon. Has there been a grimmer time? time in our recent history. Think if you were arising in Tief, arising in Buffalo, arising in Uvalde, arising in Oklahoma City. These days have carried a grimmer aspect than we readily expect, than we easily persist through. We have before us a panoply of difficulties, climate and country and conflict and all, and they come morning hour press upon us. They recall for us, that's quite biblical and historical, but recall for us all that is grimmer. And in a very recent sermon here, it was said, we need to take up our cross and move forward to cleanse this country of violence. We need to take up our cross and move forward and cleanse this country of guns and gun violence. We need to take up our cross and move forward and cleanse as we can the difficulties of mental health across the land. We need to take up our cross and move forward and face far more critically than regularly we do the captive nature of our life under cyber control, the technological control abiding above and through and beyond us. We need to take up our cross and follow, so that recent sermon intoned. Although, actually, it was recent only in the sense that it was 10 years ago. In the late autumn of 2012, in the shadow of that horrific slaughter moment in Sandy Hook, Newtown. 10 years ago, who do we want to be across this land? We have examples near and far of how we could change. Just go across to the north, to the Dominion of Canada. We can learn from Canada. Those of us who have spent years in study and living and work there can testify. There's a moment that in the morning catches us in what is grimmer than expected around us. And then comes Pentecost with a glimmer, a sense of glimmer, something that will abide with us and carry us. John Wesley said there were 5 means of grace: prayer, sacrament, scripture, discipline, and conversation. These carry us forward on the day of Ruach, Hebrew for spirit, meaning wind. Pneuma, Greek for spirit, meaning wind. Wind, breath, spirit, can you feel it on the cheek? Refreshing and guiding. The scripture will guide and aid us. This summer we are studying together and preaching together about Luke and biblical theology. Luke, who wrote the 3rd gospel, but also these 20-some chapters in the book of Acts, and who carries us. Luke loved order. Luke loved history. Luke loved the church. Don't think of pews and brick. Think of gathering and assembly, as in the text today. And especially, come Pentecost, naturally, Luke loved spirit. There's a hint in Luke of what we shall need, and that is a hint of promise like that in Romans. What a lovely 3 sentences from Paul's letter to the Romans. You remember that Paul wrote in Romans about sin and salvation and spirit here and service later. We are all together children of God. All who are led by Pneuma Ruach Spirit are children of the living God. Sitting in church, listening to the service, wherever, however, whomever. Recall and receive the gift of Spirit to remind us that we are, at base,
at depth, children of the living God, such a sense of promise there. Or in the psalm, now the psalms say straight what we sometimes muffle, where there's spirit, there's creation. Not just spirit itself or promise, but the gift of creation, the breath of life. We rose this morning and we received the gift of spirit again, and then especially the Gospel of John. Advocate to be with you forever, even the spirit of truth. The word advocate could be translated counselor, sometimes even comforter. Think of a barrister, an attorney in a law court, or think of a physician, a nurse, a caregiver, both present with us, guiding us. In all that is grimmer, a sense of glimmer, a sense to support and aid and sustain. Think of that place by the mind's eye, or maybe you are there right now, where the breeze blows and there's a refreshing wind. And may the cool breeze of spirit, come Pentecost, guide, support you all the days of the future, all the days into the future. Prayer, sacrament, scripture, discipline, and conversation. You notice in Acts, by the way, that spirit comes when people speak and hear each other. That is, they're speaking in their own tongues. We all do that all the time. And they're heard for what they meant to say. What a miracle. It happens how? In gathering, in assembly, in presence, in being together, speaking and listening. There's a magic, a spiritual magic in every form of conversation, including that come Sunday upon the Lord's Day. We come to the table of grace. We are reminded that grace comes in the Eucharist in remembrance, in presence, and in thanksgiving. Some of us in this season look back 2 years and more to a time of loss in early COVID. We still have yet to offer all that we can and should into the future in the recollection of the saints who went before us, who now see us in a greater light and from a farther shore. And some of us today, June 5th, are thinking of June 5th, 2020, and those whom we gave over to God in the struggle against the virulence around us. In our household, one such had a soprano voice and gave a maternal blessing day by day in remembrance and in presence and thanksgiving. We carry her voice and others by memory alone now. She had a way of putting things, as in, there's a time and there's a place. That usually indicated that this was not the time and this was not the place, but there is a time and there is a place. Or as things go to smashes so regularly they do, she would say, enough about that, the less said, the better. About that, the less said, the better. Sacrament brings remembrance. Sacrament brings presence from that same voice, just a simple three-word sentence, so true, so challenging, so real. Time will tell. Time will tell. And in thanksgiving, once my mother and father came to Boston University from 1950 to 1953 and began serving churches in the summer of 1953, when by statistical report and memory, the churches were full. Every pew, every second pew. The churches were just, at least in nostalgic memory, full to the brim, and in statistical memory also. Once I asked my mother, why were the churches so full in the 1950s? And she, who had been born in the late 20s and lived through the Depression and lived through the Second War and lived through its aftermath, thought and said, well, we were so grateful. We had survived. We were so grateful. We had to express that. Remembrance, presence, thanksgiving. There is a glimmer here for you. It doesn't occlude all the darkness of all that is grimmer still, but there's a glimmer here that will carry you. That's why, at least for some of us, your poet, Frost, the New England grand poet, gives us the words for that glimpse, that hint, that glimmer. That glimmer and invitation. I'm going out to clean the pasture spring. I'll only stop to rake the leaves away and wait to watch the water clear I may. I shan't be gone long. You come too. The ordered public worship of Almighty God on the Lord's Day is not a matter of indifference, at least for the current dean of Marsh Chapel. You come too. There's a glimmer in warning. When to the heart of man was it ever less than a treason to go with the drift of things, to yield with a grace, to reason, to bow and accept the end of a love or a season? There is a glimmer in calling, in vocation. Yield who will to their separation. My object in living is to unite my vocation with my avocation. As my two eyes make one in sight, only where love and need are one, and the work is play for mortal stakes, is the deed ever really done for heaven and the future's sakes. There's a glimmer there, especially in decision. Every Sunday is a decision point. How are we going to live? How am I to behave? What kind of people do we want to become? What kind of country do we want to live in? And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever get back. Shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere, ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. In thy presence, there is fullness of joy. In thy presence, there is fullness of joy. In thy presence, there is fullness of joy. Beloved, upon this Pentecost, let us take to ourselves again and live into the future the words of the Canadian Creed. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in the true person Jesus to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. God calls us to be the church, the body of Christ, to celebrate Christ's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amid what is grimmer, hold that glimmer, Spirit, Ruach, Pentecost, this Lord's Day. Amen.
Please be seated. Let us with gladness bring before the Lord the first of the fruit of the everything that God has given us.
The fellowship among us and thy love that surrounds us, we give thee thanks, O Lord. Bless these gifts and the givers, we pray. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. In the beginning, your Spirit moved over the face of the waters. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. Your Spirit came upon the prophets and teachers, anointing them to speak your word. So with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. At his baptism in the Jordan, your Spirit descended upon him and declared him your beloved Son. With your Spirit upon him, he turned away the temptations of sin. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And when the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always, baptizing us with the Holy Spirit and with fire, as on the day of Pentecost. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." On the day you raised him from the dead, he was recognized by his disciples in the breaking of the bread. And in the power of your Holy Spirit, your church has continued in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup. And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood and empowered by the gifts of the Spirit. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, showing forth the fruit of the Spirit until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
beloved, for the first time since March 1st, 2020, we shall be able to come forward on the sawdust trail of Marsh Chapel up the center aisle and to receive communion in one kind only, bread only. As you are ready and as the ushers guide, please come at this time. May we pray together. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us pray. May the sun show warm and bright on you, your darkest night a star shine through, your dullest morn a radiance brew, and when dusk comes, God's hand to you. The blessing of God Almighty, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, be and abide with each one of us now and forever. Amen.